Good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, August 12th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I went to a pretty interesting class tonight, and they were covering basically intro-level quick and dirty bondage, just kind of, you know, getting people into rope. I did enjoy this class in particular. They covered some more, some things you maybe don't normally see outside of some of the more advanced classes. They got into a basic body harness. Did a quick head harness, which is an interesting one. You don't see a lot in the sort of introductory level stuff. And I think they did a pretty good job of keeping things fairly fairly comfortable in the introductory level, you know, without making it boring, which is the main problem. The presenter was very enthusiastic and engaging, kind of, you know, sort of kept everybody's attention even through some of the less exciting parts where you're, you know, tying a harness, a body harness with a fairly long piece of rope, and you'd have to do a lot of pulling through. So that's always a challenge. So anyways, it was an interesting class, but it is it can be kind of a tough forum to present that kind of a class in, because it's such a kind of detail-oriented, hands-on kind of subject. By having it in a classroom-type setting where the presenter is at the front of the room, and everyone's, you know, seated in rows and whatnot, it can be kind of hard for everybody to really get what's going on, particularly in some of the more complicated, you know, detailed parts. You know, essentially at some points, a lot of people ended up kind of getting up and sort of circling around the front area of the room to kind of, you know, get the full view, as it were. But anyway, all in all, an interesting class. It did kind of make me think about, a class I'd love to, you know, either see taught or end up doing myself. You know, the presenter made the comment about how, you know, rope bondage doesn't have to be, you know, fancy, intricate, complicated Japanese style bondage. And, you know, basically my sort of knee-jerk response to that was, well, you know, Japanese style bondage doesn't have to be, you know, intricate, complicated, you know, take forever to learn, take forever to tie, take forever to untie type things. One of the things, you know, that I really enjoy about the Japanese style of bondage is that, you know, essentially a lot of the main components of it are just, you know, a few simple, elegant, fairly easy to master components that you can combine together and sort of an almost infinite variety of, you know, ways to achieve different, interesting, useful results. You know, and what it's really about is the key components that are very sort of functionally and aesthetically sound. So yeah, I'd love to see, you know, or do for that matter, a kind of Japanese bondage 101 class, where a lot of that was, you know, where a lot of those elements were covered, and sort of a introductory about how to do, you know, how to do the basic elements safely, and then just kind of, you know, let people play with that and see where they end up. So that that might be on my to-do list for the not too distant future. And see, other than that, I was planning on talking a little bit about the last weekend in general, but, you know, about the con in particular. I had a pretty good time. It was a whole lot of driving back and forth, you know, because the convention was up in Baltimore. And I was going to the Crucible on, both Friday and Saturday nights down here in D.C. Geographically, it's about an hour and a half drive, depending on the traffic each way. So, you know, it was a bit of a challenge. Essentially, I spent most of the weekend at the convention just kind of hanging out in the artist alley there. I enjoy anime, but I'm not, I'm not excited enough about any particular aspect of it to get really worked up about going into the panels or anything. I spent most of the time hanging out in Artist Alley just because a lot of the friends that I don't normally get to see from out of town were down there and had tables there. Yeah, had a table I was sharing with someone, and basically just kind of, you know, hanging out and socializing. It was nice catching up with old friends and kind of seeing what everybody's up to. Got to meet some new people. Got to meet some of the artists for webcomics that I particularly enjoy. That was always... it's always nice kind of getting to meet them in person and just sort of give them a little, show a little appreciation and kind of just let them know that you really enjoy their work. And it's just, it's kind of neat to see the more sort of personal side, I guess, of people whose work you enjoy. And so anyway, that was most of the convention. As I said before, had a pretty interesting Friday and Saturday night. Friday night, I got to have a really great bondage scene. Did some rope work that ended up kind of developing on its own in an interesting way that essentially it turned into a bit of a you know, a bit of resistance play, almost into some, you know, full out wrestling. Luckily we're, you know, we'd been playing on a mat at the club. So that was, you know, it was good. Nice, safe surface to work on. You know, when you get to the point where you're doing some fairly heavy struggling and, you know, flipping people around and, you know, it can get pretty, it's easy to get banged up pretty good. You know, if you're not watching what you're doing and working on a good surface. So anyway, that, yeah, that was fun. And then, you know, the rest of the night, a lot of other neat scenes going on. Got to kind of, you know, watch some interesting things because the MAST conference was in town, which is, I believe stands for Masters and Slaves Together. Yeah, they were in town that weekend. So, Friday night, no, sorry. I think it was Saturday night. I had to look it up. Anyway, yeah, basically for the weekend, there were a lot of new faces around, a lot of people doing interesting things. There was a lot of rope going on Friday, and just a huge number of people in general, you know, relative to a normal members night on Saturday at the Crucible. So that was really fun. It was nice seeing kind of a diverse crowd out there, seeing a lot of people. Well, anytime you get new people around, you get to see new styles of play, you know, some kinds of play, and just sort of general, you know, personalities and whatnot. You know, it's always nice to see more stuff going on, new things. It's just more interesting, more engaging. You know, pick up some tips and tricks and whatnot. So it was a really good weekend for that. See, Saturday, I had a pretty interesting needle scene with, you know, the friend that I played with for a while. You know, we're fairly comfortable with each other. There's a lot of built up trust there, and, you know, previous experience, we were, you know, able to do some things that are fairly, well, relatively kind of heavy and edgy, you know, for us anyway. Basically, I ended up going through about, you know, somewhere around 10 or so 16 gauge needles, which, you know, if you've ever seen, they're fairly stout things, put a pretty big hole in somebody. You know, as, you know, put them in and was playing with them fairly heavily. So it was a pretty intense scene, which, you know, I enjoyed a lot. Got a lot of good, well, vocal responses from the person, which is always fun on my part, especially with this person in particular, because they're not normally a very vocal person. So, and it's fun kind of pushing those boundaries and whatnot. Anyway, that was about it for the weekend. You know, Monday was just, you know, recovery. As I said before, I was pretty well exhausted. I slept a whole lot, and slept some more today. Woke up fairly late. You know, so of course, as usual, the next couple of days are going to be crazy, trying to sort of catch up with things again at work, and then trying to leave out fairly early on Friday to head up to New Jersey for Floating World, which is another you know, BDSM event up there, which I'm pretty interested about. I've heard kind of, I guess I'll say, mixed results. In general, I've heard fairly positive things. I've heard a couple people that weren't, you know, were really big fans. But I'm definitely willing to give it a try, and I've heard enough positive about it that I think, you know, probably, you know, get something good out of it. If nothing else, the list of presenters looks very encouraging. And I'm all about going to classes and whatnot, kind of, you know, working the education. So that's going to keep me fairly busy this upcoming weekend. Let's see, other than that, other big things going on. Finally got the big annual bonus in, and so I'm going to be sending off the order for the parts for the new bed frame that I've been, you know, going on and on about for a while now. So it should be hopefully coming together sometime next week. It's going to be a pretty interesting one. I think I'm really, really looking forward to that. It's definitely going to be one of my more resource extensive kind of projects. I think the total bill for the thing is going to come out somewhere around $800, possibly up to $1,000, which seems expensive for a bed frame. But, you know, essentially, I'm going to be getting a bed frame, full suspension frame that's, you know, ridiculously heavy duty. I mean, it should be able to you know, suspend engine blocks from this thing, you know, swing them around while I'm at it. You know, it's also just going to open up the bedroom a lot, and kind of give me a lot more flexibility as far as what I can do with the space that I have. And that's going to be kind of invaluable, really. And also, if I design it just right, I'm trying to set things up so that, you know, in a pinch, I can pull off one of the ends and essentially reconfigure into a self-standing portable suspension frame that's, well, at least, you know, relatively portable. So yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to see how all that comes together. And hopefully it'll lead to a pretty interesting craft segment, some good content for you listeners out there. Anyway, that's about it for tonight. You know, as always, I can be reached at evan@kinkycrafter.com with any questions, comments, or feedback. I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.